This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Okay, let's get to this one. Tell me the number one reason why you voted for your candidate in the presidential election. It's a combination for a lot of people, or it's a single issue for someone else, Dave Harrigan. For some, economy, immigration, bipartisan, tired, fatigued of one candidate, whatever it might be. For you, the most meaningful reason, if you want to add the candidate you voted for, that's fine, but you don't have to. Tell, and probably might tell us. In some of them, it might tell, like the economy. I think if Donald Trump was running on this economy, he would have sold it significantly. Well, we know it would have been relentless, right? But he would have sold it significantly better than Biden and Harris have pulled off. No doubt, inflation has been a major part of the Biden economy, without a doubt. If you're saying it's not, you're not paying attention. However, Donald Trump put a lot of money into all of our pockets when the pandemic started. Joe Biden continued that. And if you look at this country compared to most other Western nations, we are recovering from inflation better than almost all Western nations. Now, I get the comeback. When I'm going to the grocery store and I'm buying eggs and they've jumped up from where I was used to where they were in the teens, I don't care that I'm better than some individual in London. So I understand the personal frustration. But Biden and Harris later, clearly, but she's now the lead ticket. I think they failed because there are a lot of signs the economy is handling this. Look at the list of people, and I appreciate that Carol and Marty have called in because I want more people to call in and I want more people to text. And if it's easier for you, just go to the app. You can do that now. Go to the Odyssey app. Click on the microphone. You have 30 seconds. If you'd rather do that instead of waiting, I appreciate that. Just you got 30 seconds to say, the economy is my reason, immigration is my reason, whatever it might be, and elaborate, and you have up to 30 seconds. You can Odyssey app, click on the microphone, you can opine. Look at the stock market. If Trump was in charge. But what is the number one reason why you cast your vote in the presidential election today? 651-461-9226. Texts and calls encourage. Carol has called in. Carol, glad you listened to WCCO. Thanks so much. What do you want to say?
I voted the way I did because I cannot vote for a man that I wouldn't welcome in my home because of the way he talks, the way he mocks, and the way he acts.
Did you feel that way right away when he started the campaign in 15, or did it take a while for you to feel that way?
how I saw it all along. The arrogance, the making fun of people, the vulgarity, the fact that he calls himself a law and order candidate but stands by while our country's capital is destroyed. And I know there were riots in Minneapolis, but they weren't sanctioned by someone who wanted to be our leader. And I just saw something that proved my point. I just saw a Trump supporter standing here in the pouring rain holding a Trump flag, which means his supporters don't even know enough to get it out of the rain.
Okay. All right, Carol. I appreciate that. The phone was warbling a little bit. Donald Trump probably creates that more than any candidate I remember in a long time. But you know what else he also creates? More loyalty than I've ever witnessed for any presidential candidate in my entire life, Dave. It's both. It is. I mean, is there anybody who pays attention to politics and you ask them about Trump, they go, I'm still trying to form an opinion. Whatever. You know,
who is this Trump guy anyway?
He's okay. You know, there's not a lot of middle ground with Trump. There are people, you know, Carol was making fun of him, but there are people who would stand forever for the guy. Tell me somebody in presidential politics where the loyalty was close. I thought Obama had strong loyalty. I don't think it's close. Now, Trump may push people to a further degree than Obama did to then demonstrate the loyalty that he has. I think that's overwhelmingly clear. But their folks will do anything for the guy. There's no doubt. All right, let's go to Marty again. Calls and text. Tell me the number one reason why you voted for the candidate you voted for. Marty, you're on WCCO Radio.
Hi, Chad. I miss your dad a lot.
I appreciate that, Marty.
He's a sweetheart.
Yeah, it's very kind of you. I appreciate you saying that.
No, it's okay. I've been around a long time, and I miss him. He was awesome. And we need more of the heart and spirit around here. But anyway, I was going to tell you, so much, it's so complicated. It really is. I know for a lot of people, it isn't very complicated because they've got their minds made up and all of those things. And I do too. I had my mind made up a long time ago. But for me, if I have to distill it down and boil it down to one issue, taking away all of the noise, just all of the noise, Republican, Democrat, all the noise, it just comes down to character, the character of a person who's supposed to be a leader of the nation. And I think when you think about character, the qualities that embodies are things like unity and bringing together people and looking towards the hopefulness and giving people encouragement and things like that. In other words, elevating and not dividing. And with those qualities, all things are possible in a nation. That's at least how I was raised to believe and how I think. So this wasn't a tough year for me to pull the lever for, or I would say more or less against, the candidate that did not embody those qualities,
yep.
Chad. But for me, it's gotten way too, it's crazy. It's like, I so wish we could have a third party,
yep.
Common sense party, you know, something like that, where
I'm
we could
you.
Come together.
I'm so with
and
you.
And that used to be the moderate in Washington, Chad. You remember that? The days
yeah.
where
yep.
there were people that Tip O'Neill and Reagan could talk about things regardless of their ideological differences, but people have just become fundamentalists, and it's so hard to rationalize with a fundamentalist, and that's from either side, Chad. And so, yeah. But I surely
there's too much.
Do think it comes down to character. Thank you so much.
Thank
for,
you, Marty.
Taking my call.
You made my heart warm talking about my father. I always appreciate that. It's 16 past one. We have received a lot of texts on the number one reason why you're voting for a certain candidate. And just on what Marty said, character should matter. I'm sorry. It should matter. And I know there are a lot of people, Dave, who have sent me texts since Trump came down the escalator, where there was even a text earlier. Why do you care about words? For me, it's more about his actions where I disagree. But the demeaning and the denigrating and the dividing and the bullying and the superiority constantly wore me out. Now, if I agreed with all of his policies, I still think character has to be a part of the conversation. And I will repeat again, I voted today. I did not vote for just one party. I voted for Democrats and Republicans. This is not a Republican rip fest for me. If it was Nikki Haley against Kamala Harris, I'm pretty convinced I'd be voting for Nikki Haley. I voted for Republicans in almost every election. Trump, to me, as I've said over and over again, is an opportunist. He morphs into whatever works best for him. He wakes up every day saying, how can I benefit? He was a Democrat for decades in New York. And he saw what was building with Obama. And again, another thing that I just found despicable, for years, he lied about Barack Obama and a birth certificate. Now, he's involved in a lot of other things. Okay. And I get that the loyalty is unquestioned. A lot of people will cite economy, immigration. By the way, immigration, the Biden administration, D minus at best, maybe an F. So I'm not touting how they've handled immigration. It was incompetent. But when your inroad is lying about the birth certificate for, oh, funny, the first black president, when you're intentionally mispronouncing the first name of the first potentially female black president, I think that stuff is disgusting. And I think there should be people who wrestle with character over policy. And by the way, Joe Biden, who was a fool for what he said with garbage, was insulting. And it was another reminder, I don't think he's capable of being president. I've thought that way for months and months and months. And I thought 2 years ago plus he shouldn't run. And I thought there were a lot of Democrats led by Kamala Harris. Let me be clear, number one by Kamala Harris, who lied to us. But when Biden said that, and again, you don't have to agree with Biden, but a lot of Republicans will tell you what a good human being Joe Biden is. Not capable for the job anymore. But Biden allowed Republicans to say, here you go. Now, Republicans also will talk about the fascist comments. Donald Trump has called Kamala Harris a fascist over and over and over again. And it was John Kelly. And again, if you're asking me who I believe, a four-star Marine general who joined the Trump administration. Why? Because he agreed with his policy. And when John Kelly's saying what Trump said, and when Trump lies incessantly, I believe John Kelly 1,000% of the time. What is the number one reason why you're voting for your candidate? And we'll get to many other items. Then we'll get away from politics primarily when Jamie Yuccas comes back to the show in 15 on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right. A lot of calls here, but let me get to text also. Chet, I don't remain friends with people who are chronic liars. How could I vote for a man who seems to lie as much as this texter believes Trump does? More text. I'm just going to read a series of your texts. I vote the way I voted for someone who does not mock the disabled and isn't a poor character. Another texter. Character. Another text. Voting history is the number of factor I voted for this year. A person's voting history is a great indicator of how they will vote, what their policies are going forward. Pretty easy choice for me. MAGA is out, reading text here in rural Minnesota. Flags and bumper stickers. Wearing hats, polls, all men, women, children, line to vote, hopefully the other way. Chad, does anyone know if my father can vote from the hospital? He will not be able to get out today, and he never misses voting. Yeah, absentee, but it's too late to get an absentee ballot as we're sitting here talking at 1:26.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
That's tough.
Yeah. Our capital was destroyed, question mark. This is what liberals think because of the media's misinformation. No, we all watched it. We watched what happened.
It wasn't destroyed, but it was ransacked.
Damaged significantly. And the then president of the United States, rightfully so, challenged it in court, and I had zero problem with that. He did 60 sometimes. He had one minor victory. He lost in other cases because he didn't have standing. But every one, other one he lost, and he had his own FBI director tell him, no, his own attorney general, excuse me, Bill Barr, tell him there's no widespread voting fraud. There's always going to be some if you have 155 million people. But there was none by Republican after Republican after Republican who went to Trump and told him that, and then he fomented that. And then he sat there and watched for hours as some just walked to the Capitol, totally fine, showing up for Trump's speech, totally fine. Even the ones who went in the Capitol and just walked around, they absolutely should not have done it. But my wrath is with those who stormed in, broke in, injured police officers, damaged property, and were trying to hunt down Nancy Pelosi and Mike Pence to do one thing. Stop the transfer of power. That's what they were doing, boys and girls. There's no other way around it. None. And like we now have fake electors. We cannot forget this. Prominent elected officials were involved in sending fake electors to D.C. based on nothing that was proven in court. They were disappointed their guy lost. I get it. That stinks. You don't then create fake electors and storm the Capitol. And by the way, what are some of those fake electors doing now, Dave?
Round two.
They're round two. They're back in the mix. They're powerful in a number of states.
You're not buying Day of Love is what I'm hearing?
Not so far. I'm not buying that. More text. I want to get to a bunch of calls here. Use character selectively. More text. January 6th. Congress determines immigration policy. Congress does, but then Joe Biden and Kamala Harris all of a sudden put in an executive order that changed the numbers immensely. You're right. Congress sat on their butt. You're right. Trump stopped the one proposal, which would have made progress to a lot of people, not as far as it should have went. But come on. If you're defending Biden and Harris on immigration, we couldn't disagree more. Bill, thanks for listening. You're on WCCO.
Okay. Hey there. Look, I'm going for Democrats in general and Harris Walz in particular. Why? Because they're more likely to end the war on nature, the single most important issue of our time, because it involves saving biodiversity. Look, there's no other species of our size and impact that has anywhere near our numbers. 8 billion with a B. Our species is so out of sync with the checks and balances of nature. I don't want to live in a world of just dogs and cats and squirrels and rabbits, lovable as they are. Okay? End the war on nature. It's all these other issues, immigration, economy, they're just about one species. It's self-centered.
All right, Bill. Thank you so much. Get that, check that smoke alarm. I'm hearing a beep in the background. Dan is on the line. Go ahead, Dan. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Hi, Chad. Love the show and miss your father dearly.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I look at it this way. A lot of Trump voters, I wonder if they would like
a 34-time convicted felon and sexual assault person moving in next door to them. What kind of uproar would that cause? But yet they'll vote for him as president. So I'm choosing to go to for Kamala Harris because I can't handle I can't handle that man. He's just the most negative person I've ever witnessed or encountered in my life. So it's Wallace and Harris for me. One other quick note.
Sure.
I just was at the dentist office,
yeah,
and the receptionist didn't even know who was running today. She
Ooh.
Said, should I go vote? I had to speak up and say, no, please don't go vote. She thought Trump was a doctor. She thought he was on the Democratic Oof. Party. She had no idea who Walsh was. She thought Fry was running for vice president.
Oh.
So I had to speak up and tell her, please don't vote. We don't want you voting, young lady.
Dan, I might want to find a new dentist
That's
office.
My,
that troubles me.
No,
thank you,
no,
Dan. Appreciate the dentist knows. Good to know that. The allegations of rape and sexual abuse with this guy, there are dozens and dozens. And then the E. Jean Carroll and what was proven. In particular, the evangelicals, where it's character, and character should matter. I'm not saying Kamala Harris or, by the way, me, perfect, flawless. But by the way, the Epstein stuff came out this last week. Can you imagine if this somehow was tied to Harris in some way? By the way, Doug Emhoff, hey, Doug. How about a couple strong questions for Doug Emhoff on the allegations against him? Harris's husband, he's ducked those. And there are multiple accusations, which I think should be pursued. Donald, it's dozens. And most people just think that's a witch hunt. They're all working together. They didn't know each other. These are different times in Trump's life when he was a businessman, not a politician. Let's do this. CJ, I wish I could get to you, but I want to get to Jamie. Not as late as we normally do. We're already late. So let's we'll slip away from politics, shockingly, on the day of the election. We're going to get back to it. And reminder, I'm opining at times today. We're not opining tonight. We're just covering the results with myself and Adam and Blois, a number of other people are going to be checking in, politicians, former politicians, our news team. You'll have a lot of options tonight. I get it. A lot of very, very good options. I hope you consider us starting at 8 right here on Newstalk A3O WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.